Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hi, it's Tuesday, May 10th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It is now day four since Alex Jones has refused to answer questions about his censorship practice. That means his credibility level still remains
zero.
His cowardice level, 100%. Alex Jones talks about wanting to take on the New World Order. If he can't even answer these questions or take us on, how is he ever going to take on those bloodthirsty monsters? Think about it, folks. Now, what if George Bush scheduled a news conference, came on national television tonight, okay? All the major networks were covering it, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN. Everybody's covering it. He walks up to the podium, speaks into the microphone, and he says, "I admit it. The neocon cabal within this government, along with the Zionists and some other intelligence agencies, the CIA and so forth, we not only planned 9/11, we not only executed 9/11, we did 9/11, and we're the ones that have been covering it up for the last 3.5 years. So he looks straight into the camera and he says, "We're the ones who did it." All the conspiracy theorists were right. Now, what would you, and what do you think, Lisa, what would you do if George Bush came out and admitted this to the American public and the world at large?
What would I do?
What do you think about that?
I find it rather unlikely. But, no, I just find it unlikely. I know he wouldn't do it. But if he did do it, I'd probably be hooting and hollering on the rooftop.
Because
banging on the neighbor's doors.
Because I'm telling you right now, folks, 9/11 is no longer a conspiracy that's hidden from the American public. We know this is true now because 2 weekends ago, C-SPAN broadcast David Ray Griffin's speech where he brings a whole house of cards down. So this, for a long time, people said, "Oh, the government and the media aren't going to talk about this stuff. They're going to keep it all concealed. They're going to keep it all under wraps." Well, this is no longer the case. It's now been on C-SPAN, and not only did they play it once, then they rebroadcast it a couple more times so that it got full viewership.
Yeah. When's his next press conference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I would like to know if any mainstream media bunny whores are going to ask him about that C-SPAN coverage and what his response to it is. I know at the April 28th press conference, not one single mainstream media reporter asked him about the illegal immigrant issue, and it's of major concern to Americans right up there with the gas prices, yet not one single reporter asked him about that. And I wish that Griffin had appeared before that press conference, because it would have been interesting to see if they would have even asked him about that.
Well,
Probably not.
Well, considering that George Bush has only had 4 press conferences in 4.5
yeah.
years, it's not likely that he'll have another one anytime soon.
Well, in between the vacations.
Yeah. So this is a very important point, though, because a lot of people in the alternative media are coming out and saying we're exposing the New World Order. Well, folks, it's already exposed.
And they didn't have anybody refuting Griffin.
Right.
So where are you, America? Do you have a response to the C-SPAN coverage of David Ray Griffin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the American, it's funny because since he's come out, there haven't been riots in the streets. There hasn't been mass chaos.
Right.
There hasn't been
business
anything.
As usual.
It's business as usual. So I just want to make this distinction because a lot of talk show hosts and people in the alternative media are saying, we have to expose the cover-up. It's already been exposed. And the people in power are pushing it more and more so into the forefront
right.
just to see how far...
What you'll do.
Yeah, see how far they can push it to see what they can get away with.
If you're paying attention, if you even notice. How many people actually watch C-SPAN?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Well, and we did a radio show last night. It's called Eye on the Future Radio. And when David Ray Griffin was on, of course, last weekend, the big news was the runaway bride, and of course, still Michael Jackson, and on, all of these fluff distraction stories. And the big question is, where is the meat? Well, the mainstream media, of course, isn't going to run with it, but at least now they're putting it out there for us.
You know what it reminded me of? Putting it on C-SPAN is like sticking your toe in the water. If they really wanted
right.
to get it into everybody's living room, they would have aired it on Fox.
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking, though, what if George Bush came out and admitted it. What if he looked right into the camera and says, we did 9/11. This whole cock and bull story about 19 Arab cave dwellers is nothing but a side story. It was a cover so that we could get into the war. And we admit it. We did 9/11. Then he said, now, let's talk about Social Security. Or worse, what if he said, now, what are you going to do about it? What's your reaction?
And so, you know, it's one thing to celebrate within the internet. We're all really proud of David Ray Griffin.
Right.
But we need to get the American public, who's not in these circles, who's still watching Bill O'Reilly and Hannity and Combs and people like that, we need to get them to see this information.
Right. But, I mean, when it's out there, it's, you know, people are clicking through their channels, it's out there. It's available now, or it was available. And
you don't hear a big uproar.
Yeah. And it'd be real easy for us to come out here every day and read a bunch of news stories for you. But there's so many other people doing that. And
right.
A lot
everyone
of
these, else is doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And what they're doing, I mean, everyone from Art Bell down the line, is they come out with a stack of news stories, and some of them just read them verbatim. They
right.
just sit there and read news stories on their radio show, or others touch upon them. But if we've been doing this, say, for the last 10 years, what really has changed? What's changed in America by us sitting out here and reading news stories? That's why we keep saying we have to take a more activist stance. And tomorrow is going to be May 11th. 4 months from then is September 11th. We want everybody that is humanly possible for, travel to Manhattan. Travel down there to Grant or to Ground Zero, to Battery Park. Bring signs, bring your voices, and let the government know. We need 100,000 people or more out there. Then they're going to say, maybe something's going to happen. If we don't do anything like that, what is reading news stories going to do
right.
for us?
We're going to have another 3.5 years of this stuff.
Yeah. And before the show this morning, I was out running a few errands. I went and filled up the tank in my car. $33. I'm sitting there with the pump or the nozzle in the tank, and I see the numbers keep spinning. $10, $20, $30. I'm thinking, when's it going to stop? It's almost like it was going to go for eternity. $33 to fill up the tank. And I have just a regular car. I don't have a big Hummer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A regular car, $33. And this is another thing that the global elite is doing. They're saying, well, we have gas now up to $2.09. Mm-hmm. It was actually up to $2.29 for a while there. You know, and people
they said on the TV yesterday that in a day, it went up $1 a barrel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, heck, for a while there, it was going up like $5 a pop, and gas was going up 12 cents a day at the pumps. So, and there's still talk about $3 a gallon, $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon. And, you know, not only is it bad to fill up your automobile, but also people have to heat their homes. Many people use heating oil or natural gas or whatever. And I went to our fuel company the other morning asking how much it is a gallon for the fuel oil.
Mm.
It's $1.99 a gallon. And they said there's no guarantees that it's going to stay at that price, that it could shoot up again as summer and winter comes along. So this is an incredible, incredible thing that's affecting all our lives. Inflation's going up. And
yesterday we were talking a little bit about Iran and the possibility of an attack on Iran. And I was just reading today, Deputy Prime Minister Shimon Peres met with members of the ADL leadership yesterday in Jerusalem, talking about Iran and how it is this grave world threat. It's a dangerous threat to security for Israel. And I guess he's starting to set wheels in motion. It seems like it's a done deal already that they are going to attack Iran.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we brought up yesterday about the Bilderberg meeting was before the United States invaded Iraq, there was a big meeting at the Bilderbergs about when actually it was going to take place. And a lot of people were saying it would have taken place in the fall, but the American Free Press reported that Bilderberg said, nope, not until the spring, and that's exactly when it did happen. So this past weekend, when the mainstream was talking about the runaway bride, these individuals, these plutocrats, 40 miles outside of Munich, Germany, were talking about if and when this invasion of Iran is going to take
but
place.
But think about it. Now, the Anti-Defamation League, they're meeting with the Deputy Prime
yeah.
Minister of Israel to talk about an Iranian attack from America.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
Why is it the ADL's business to involve themselves in that?
Yeah. Well, considering that they have the AEI and the PNAC.
I mean, we know, but I mean, technically, why?
Yeah. I mean, with the AEI and the PNAC and all these other groups, these think tanks and organizations in the Beltway that are basically forming our foreign policy out of D.C., well, the ADL has a huge influence on them. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about this Zionist influence. They shy away from it. And these are some of the questions we bring up when we're saying, why aren't other hosts talking about this information when it's so vital to the makeup of our country?
Right. I also was reading something about this pro-Israel bias in our mainstream news reporting again. And Allison Weir was talking about how there's more coverage of Israeli deaths than Palestinian deaths, especially when it comes to children. Yet, 5 days ago, an Israeli soldier from the occupation forces killed two teenagers, a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old, both Palestinians. They were cousins who were protesting the apartheid wall. Just shot them both from like 5 to 10 kilometers away. And you're not hearing about this on your mainstream news networks. And it's a damn shame that Israel can't get beyond its violence. You know, kids throwing rocks, protesting a wall that shouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, Ronald Reagan says, bring down that wall, yet Israel is erecting a wall. And Allison Weir, who we had on our show 2 days in a row last year, laid it out perfectly in the coverage, in the mainstream coverage, about how skewed it is in Israel's favor. And it's unbelievable. And
you want to hear something else, too? FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, estimates the entire nation's annual tab for illegal immigration at $70 billion. Now, tell me this is good for the economy.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. And there was actually a rally down in Maryland last weekend where there was a whole bunch of illegal aliens who want not only amnesty, but they want this national ID card so they can get driver's licenses and so forth. And the only person who was kicked out of this rally was an American legal citizen who did have ID. So all of these other illegal people that weren't supposed to be in this country that had no ID were allowed to be there. The one person who did and who was there legally at a public meeting in a
American,
public park.
The American.
Yeah, he was the one that got kicked out and was hauled away by the police officer. So that's what we're talking about when we mention action. And a perfect example is the Minutemen. These were people that got fed up with illegal immigration, didn't want to just sit there and listen to people talk about it. They actually formed a group and took action
to do the job our government refuses to do.
That is what all of us need to do, is become more active. And that's why September 11th is so vitally important to us.
Right.
We need to come together in a big way so that the media has to cover it. They have to show the footage of these people like they do in the foreign countries when they have hundreds of thousands of people protesting America or George Bush or so forth.
Here's something else that's interesting, too. The government's going to start reimbursing these hospitals in the border states and states that have the highest numbers of illegal immigrant arrests. So now we're going to start paying the medical bills for these illegal immigrants so that the hospitals can stay afloat and provide care for all the people in those communities, not just the illegals, but we have to keep, you know, including them too, as if they are entitled to it. Yeah.
And what good does that do you out there that's working 40 hours a week?
Right, you're paying for them.
You're paying for their medical care. Yeah, what happens when your kids get sick or you go up to the hospital? Do they give you a free float? Well, of course not. You either have to put it on your credit card bill or something, or you get monthly bills that you have to pay. What good does it do us that the government's coming in and taking care of these hospitals? It just hurts us more because they're trying to break down our national sovereignty and our borders.
And getting back to that April 28th press conference where I said no reporter asked Bush about this, it's a classic example of the great divide that exists between the elites and the public. So we've got these mainstream journalists ignoring the illegal immigrant issue. We have the academia. We have corporate business owners, who else? The entertainment industry.
Right.
All these people, and of course our Washington, D.C.-based politicians are absolutely ignoring the issue.
And
it's
many
a great
of the,
concern to Americans.
And many of the left-leaning groups also, that just say, oh, why can't we just love everybody and just bring everyone together? Why do we need borders? Well, we need borders and we need strong borders because the more we erode this, it's like You know, and I don't want this to sound racist because it's not intended that way, but if you have oil in a car and you pour in some kind of other substance, either water or gasoline or flour or whatever, it breaks down the oil until finally the car doesn't run. And if you listen to Frosty Woolridge or any of these other people out there, America is breaking down right now because it's just becoming a mishmash of everything, and it's not strengthening this country, it's weakening it.
Speaking of Frosty Woolridge, he was on Coast to Coast last night, and hats off to him. He did an excellent job in presenting the gravity of this issue, and $5.8 billion to jail these illegal immigrants it's costing us. $5.8 billion just to put them in prison, the criminal ones. So, yeah. I mean, it's just a nightmare, and our president is ignoring it.
Well, not only ignoring it, promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actively promoting this outrage against America. And these issues that we're bringing to you, a lot of them are very disconcerting. But the way we see it, and we touched upon it yesterday, is we want to break every single illusion that there is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest thing a person can do, is to break an illusion. And when we go from, a lot of us in the alternative media now are watching this show and others, have gone beyond the mainstream media. We see...
Right.
That it's an illusion, that it's lies, that they're only doing the dirty work for the people or the power brokers above them. So now they watch alternative media and they say, well, now we're getting the truth. But disturbingly, and we're going to touch upon this in the next couple days, and this is something that's going to make people mad again, but we're going to show how the alternative media is slowly becoming a mirror of the mainstream media.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't like this, but here's a perfect example we touched upon last week. Was we were talking to someone about the censorship issue.
Right.
And how by no means should we tolerate this ever. If we tolerate censorship, then we might as well go back to just being mainstream media robots. But we asked this individual, and he has a radio show. We're not going to mention his name because this was a private call. But we said, why don't you come out on your show and talk about the censorship issue? And he said, well, if I do, I'm going to get thrown off the network. Now, we always say, why doesn't Bill O'Reilly or Wolf Blitzer or any of these other people, why don't they talk about 9/11 or OKC or any of these real issues? Well, the answer is, of course, if they do talk about it, they're going to get thrown off their network. They're going to get thrown off Fox. They're going to get thrown off CNN. So what's differentiating them from us?
Right.
If there's a talk show host on an alternative radio station that's so terrified of talking about a legitimate issue, censorship in the alternative media, that he's afraid he's going to get thrown off the network, we've become just like they are.
The alternative media, a lot of it, has structured itself as a mirror image of the mainstream media. They can only speak within certain parameters.
Right.
And you're not seeing all your other talk show radio hosts, a lot of them, I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them, most of them, not going where we're going. We're pointing out illusions and we're exposing wrongdoing.
Right.
And none of them are supporting us. You don't hear them talking about it, do you? And when people do try to call in, a few of them have cut them at the quick.
Right. Exactly.
They don't want to go there.
Yeah, and
why?
You know why? It's because the alternative radio structure now is based upon money. And it comes right down from the top. At GCN, you have Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson told Lisa on the phone that he didn't think censorship was a serious issue. Now, any of the other hosts on GCN, if they speak out against their franchise, against Alex Jones, censorship, whatever, then that means they're speaking out against the network. And they'll get kicked off. It's the same as Bill O'Reilly or Wolf Blitzer. What
right.
differentiates them? So we're talking about the things that nobody else does because we're not concerned with money.
Look at the hypocrisy. They say that they are not like them, but they structure themselves exactly the same way, on a smaller scale, of course, but the exact mirror image of what they say they oppose.
Right. And that Tom Petty song that Lisa played two times last week at the end of the show, the first lines are, you can't turn him into a company man, you can't turn him into a whore. Well, regrettably, a lot of these people that are joining the alternative networks are becoming company men. They're falling right in lockstep with what they're saying at the top. And if they say, well, Alex Jones is our franchise, he brings in the most money, anybody that says anything against Alex Jones is going to be off
right,
the network.
And one person described it as scratching out the eyes of other people in the movement. This is not what we're doing.
No.
We're asking valid questions. We're raising serious issues. Censorship is a real problem.
Right.
And we're pointing these things out, and people don't want to have them pointed out. A lot of people don't want us talking about this because we're supposed to overlook this.
Right.
But we don't overlook it in the mainstream. And why should we overlook it in our alternative media? We're going to keep hammering away at this.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're going to hold up a sign that says day five if Alex refuses to answer.
And we want to thank Hepzibah on Eye on the Future Radio last night. She let us talk about this, and she was talking about it freely. So obviously she's not within the parameters either.
Right. And we get emails now from webmasters and from other radio talk show hosts. Off the record. You know, they're not coming out on their show publicly and speaking about it, but behind the scenes they're saying, thank God somebody's speaking about
this.
Same
thing in the 9/11 forums.
Right.
Where they'll private message me, but they won't say it right on the forum board for everyone to see that they're supporting what we're saying and they're in agreement. Because they don't want everyone to know. Like, it's a stigmatizing thing to agree with what's right. Censorship is wrong.
Right. And like I said yesterday, to close the show here, if we accept lies, if we accept hypocrisy, if we accept censorship and don't raise our voices in opposition to it, then we also accept 1984 and the New World Order.
And it's really hats off to Steve from Ohio for having the courage to step forward and say something about this.
Exactly.
And we're glad that he said it to us, because if he had said it to anyone else, it probably would have got buried.
Right. If you stay silent about this censorship issue, that means you accept it, and you accept 1984 and a New World Order. Call Alex Jones on his radio show. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Don't tell them you're calling about censorship, because they'll just screen your call out. Say you want to talk about the New World Order, then get in there and say, Alex, why are you censoring your archives?
It's day four, and Alex is still hiding from the questions.
Exactly. We'll see you tomorrow on Wayne TV. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
We love to be here. We love talking to you.
And hello to John in France.
Yeah. And most importantly, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.